Then in verse 50, the yogi casts off good and bad deeds. So apply yourself to yoga. Yoga is skill in action. And Shankara says on this, this even-mindedness attains purity, then knowledge. He does his duty with his mind offered to God. And again, it's Shankara who puts in this phrase from the later part of the Gita, offering it to God. Then, in 3:4, there are many such examples where the text says, perform action for yajna, for sacrifice. You will nourish the gods, and the gods will nourish you. This is a fair trading, as Swami Ram Tirth called it. But Shankara says, these are selfish cravings. Sacrifice, not to the gods, but to Ishvara, to the Lord. Then in chapter 3:19, where the Gita says, perform without attachment what is to be done. Acting without attachment, man reaches the supreme. And it's Shankara who puts in, acting for the sake of Ishvara, takes him through purity of the mind to moksha, to freedom. Well, if we look at this, the plan of the Gita, we can see that the Gita begins with these methods of self-control, controlling the self, and the method of practicing samadhi, and the method of skillfulness in action. And Shankara adds that these things are brought about also, or with the help of, the devotion to God. Later on, of course, the text will itself bring out the bhakti element very powerfully, and Shankara subscribes to this on the path of Karma Yoga. Now, as one more example, Shankara at the beginning of the exposition of Karma Yoga, when the Gita says, you've heard about Sankhya, now hear about Karma Yoga. Shankara gives a definition which includes devotion to God, though the Gita has not yet mentioned this. And he gives three elements: freedom, freeing oneself from the pairs of opposites, acting for the sake of the Lord in detachment, and lastly, the practice of samadhi. And Shankara is always moving the Gita, the early parts of the Gita, which insist so strongly on the self-control as the first element. He moves this also by adding devotion. Now, as one example, a word in it quite common in the Gita, well, not common, it comes several times in the Gita, is Shreya, which means better, the better of two things. Arjun says, it will be better for us to not to fight, to live as beggars, rather than to slay these noble men. And later on, the Gita will say, knowledge is better than blind practice. It simply means the better of two things. And this is the usual sense in the Gita. But the word can also mean something like the highest bliss or freedom, release, moksha. And Shankara, from the beginning in his commentary, he says, Arjun, whom in the early part seeks only, tell me which is the better. Is it better for us to fight, or is it better for us not to fight? But Shankara reads this Shreya, better, also as implying a search for the supreme bliss. And in the Already in the introduction to chapter 3, Shankara is saying Arjuna is becoming a full disciple and he's beginning to seek for the supreme bliss. Then to